Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy. Thank you for joining us on this experimental process. I'm here with WOKV, and I want to welcome you guys, to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. And get ready, folks. This show is The Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and it's dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. But we've got a bit of a twist today. Pete the Job Guy Langlois is following proper COVID-19 protocol, as everybody seems to be around the country like most of you, and he's broadcasting live from his home today. He's encouraging you to be a part of the show. He wants you to call in. He wants to hear how the coronavirus is impacting you, your family, your career, your school, anything else that's involved with this new normal that we all seem to be going through together. Also, if you have any tips or suggestions on how to help others, you're encouraged to call in. The telephone number is 855-765-1045. Once again, 855-765-1045. Or if Mark Kay always says, if you like less numbers, just pick up your cell phone and dial **1045. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day, and that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, this show might have a hiccup or two because I'm broadcasting live from my house. I'm sitting in my guest bedroom right now, leaning into the microphone with my headset on and just giving it a whirl. So there might be a hiccup or two, or it might sound like I'm talking into a tin can on a string, but bear with us, folks. As Josh said, we want to hear how COVID is impacting your life. And please, I encourage you to dial in. Our number is 855-765-1045. If you're new to the show, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We give career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers and in your lives, actually. We dedicate it to tomorrow, too. That means your kids, the workforce of tomorrow. And we give them tips and advice that will help get them on the right path. And each week, I have some great reoccurring guests and contributors to the show. One of them is Coach Larry O'Brien, and he's been a performance coach, a leadership coach, and he's helped managers to become more effective leaders throughout his whole career. And he gives us a great segment, and today is no different. So I'm proud to have Coach Larry as a weekly contributor. And Boston Danny's going to call in live, and you don't know what direction that guy's going to go in, but he gives us a Boston update. I love hearing what's going on up there. But he also gives shout outs. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, or somebody accomplished something special and you want to recognize them, it's real easy. You just send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com, and tell me whose birthday it is or what somebody accomplished. And Boston Danny will give him a Boston shout out like only Boston Danny can. Now, I told you today we're going to talk about COVID, and I'm here at the house. And I've been working out of my house now for several weeks. And for me, that's for the birds. I like the hustle and bustle of the office. I like getting out of the house. I like the camaraderie. And the setting that I work in is kind of like a bullpen or a call center. I'm a professional recruiter. And I love saying I change people's lives one phone call at a time. But in order to do my job effectively, I have to talk to a lot of people. I talk to candidates that are looking for a job. Maybe they're looking for that next step in their professional career. Maybe they want to get closer home, or they want more money or better benefits. I help them with that next step. I help some people that are at a vulnerable point in their lives. They just need a job. They need income to put food on the table and pay the bills. I help others with executive searches, and I help people secure temporary work or contract work. On the flip side, I help companies find talent they either couldn't find on their own, or it's too expensive and it takes too much time to go through multiple interviews. So they call me because I'm an expert. But I help people day in and day out. And on my side job, I come and I help you, the listeners here in North Florida and beyond. I give career advice because I'm an expert. And I always caution people, if you're going to take advice from anybody, make sure they're an expert. They know what they're talking about, because there's no shortage of people out there that want to dispense information. They want to tell you, you want to have a better life, just do these five things. Well, that's great, but they might only have a year and a half worth of experience, and they really don't have the experience or the credentials to dispense that advice. And it can be harmful. So I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've placed thousands of people, and I mean thousands of people, in their careers. There are some people I placed 20 years ago as a staff accountant. Now they're the CFO of a company. And it's a circle of life. Now they call me to play staff accountants with them. But I tell you, I am a career expert. The guests that I have on my show each week are experts within their specialty, what they do within their industry. And I'm always proud to have some of Jacksonville's most influential people as guests on my show. But today I told you we're changing gears. Write down this number, 855-765-1045. I'm going to say it again. 855-765-1045. That's the number to dial in. If you want to tell us how COVID is impacting you, or you have information that can help others, maybe some tips or advice to help others in this time, I invite you to call in because I'd love to hear from you. And all right, well, let's take our first caller. Josh, what do we got?
Yeah, Pete, we had our good old friend Kelly calling in to us.
Oh, Kelly Manal. Yeah, yes. Good. I'm glad. Hey, Kelly, how are you? Josh, I'm not able to hear Kelly.
Yeah, we might be having some difficulty with the phones at the moment. It appears that we can hear her, but I'm not sure she can hear us. So we're going to put her back on hold for a minute, and we're going to look into that.
All right. You put her on hold. I see the next caller in line is this fella named Ted from Orange Park. You want to put Ted on?
Oh, yeah, Ted. Oh, we're having some bad luck with these phones today, but we at least got his question out before we lost him there. Ted wanted to know, Pete, what is the difference between furloughed and being laid off? Because you hear both those terms in the media so much. Different stats. We have 30 million jobs lost across the country over the past couple of weeks, months, since the COVID has really struck the nation. So, Pete, could you go in a little more detail about what is the difference between being furloughed and being laid off?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one that's unfortunately both of those things are happening, and typically they're both very negative. Now, a furlough is something where if I'm an employer and I furlough an employee, it's usually done to create hardship, unfortunately, for a lot of people to protect the jobs of the few. And a furlough could be, it's usually for a period of time that you're going to be unpaid. Let's say you're an hourly worker and you're scheduled to work 40 hours a week. A company may choose to furlough employees to 32 hours a week. They're still getting paid. They still have a job, but they're only able to work less hours. So the company is able to keep some of that money that it needs desperately during these hard times. And that shared hardship among the group usually prevents people from being laid off or prevents a reduction in force. And a furlough could be, you know, if it could be a week at a time. I'll take a week unpaid leave. Unscheduled unpaid leave, which usually creates a little hardship for people, but it's something that the house has to do. The house has to win in business. If the house doesn't win, there is no house. So I want you to keep that in mind. That's what furlough is. Now, being laid off, and a lot of people think being laid off and terminated means the same thing. It doesn't. Okay. Laid off is usually for a period of time. The expectation is the employer has to let you go because the business demand has slowed. Payroll's getting tough. I'm going to lay you off for a period of time with the intention of when the sun shines again on for the company that I'm going to bring you back. And a lot of companies, when they lay people off, they continue benefits. They continue providing benefits to the person, to the employee. So that's different. And then there's also a reduction in force, which is terminated. You know, when you're terminated, you're no longer needed. Termination means the end, the final point of the relationship. So a termination is the final. It's that relationship severed. There's no expectation of coming back. I'm sorry, Ted, we couldn't get you in time, but I hope that helps the difference between a furlough and a layoff. All right, Josh, we got things better now.
We're certainly going to find out. Kelly, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Good morning, Kelly. How you doing?
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Kelly, it's Pete. It's so good to hear from you. What do you have today? I'd love to hear some words of wisdom from you. I really would.
Oh, My gosh, Pete, I know this is an unprecedented time. And interestingly, that your first caller asked the question that my daughter called and asked also not the other day and said, Mom, that my boss says furlough or part-time or laid off. And we had to go through that with her as well. First job right out of college, and she's up in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Yeah. This is something that everybody is wrestling with, Kelly. And yes. Kelly, and I'll just share with people, I know you're a meta coach with Goldman EI. That is, you help train other coaches and bring them along with Goldman EI emotional intelligence. What else can you share with us, Kelly? Because I'd love to hear from you.
Well, Pete, I'm so glad that we can talk today because I really think this is hopefully the most important type of information that people can. Unfortunately, we're pushed and shoved into needing to learn this. There are some people that like to talk about and learn resilience on their own, or they've had some training at work, or they have an executive coach, perhaps, that talks about it. But what I'd like to talk to your listeners about today is what I'm talking about to my clients, to the meta coaches. As a matter of fact, Monday, there's a group of us that put together a three-day series on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you go on my LinkedIn, you can see it. I think actually, Pete, from when I spoke to you just the other day, it's been sold out and there's now a waiting list to get in. But what we're talking about are those resilience skills. How do you develop resilience in a time like today? And in that three-day series, we're going to be talking about resilience, self-empathy, and positive outlook, which is a series of what we call emotional intelligence skills. These are the kind of skills that, Pete, I've talked about on your show a number of times. And the good news and the fun and interesting fact about all this is that we know that we can learn these skills, no matter what our age, what our education level, whatever our proficiencies in any other way. We can all learn emotional intelligence skills, and that includes this concept of how do I manage my emotional balance. So, for instance, say I got the call or my kids get the call, you're going to be furloughed or you're going to be part-time, you're going to be laid off, and this creates stress for you or your family. And so what we say is, how do we manage this information for ourselves right now so that we can continue to function successfully? I'm not going to say that you're going to maybe skip down the street really happy, but I'm saying, can you continue? And what is our ability? What do we call on from ourselves in order to manage and continue? And a lot of people have different ways that they think of doing this. On the outset, I'd say, okay, some of those things you can continue to do. And for some people, like the people we're coaching and training, they're saying, but Kelly, the things that I normally can do, I'm not able to do right now. So I relieve a lot of stress by going golfing, and I might not be able to do that right now. Or I relieve stress by going out to a restaurant and eat with my friends, and I haven't been able to do that right now. So this is a skill set that I'd love to be able to talk to everybody about today.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, I'll tell you what. This is what I want to do here, because what you're helping people understand is resiliency, some things that a lot of folks would think that you're either born with or you're not born with, but that's just not true. And no matter what your age or your standing in life, you can learn and develop behaviors that are going to help you. Kelly, can just put out your information. I got like about five callers on hold right now. Let's
sure.
Can we get your information? How can people get a hold of you if they want to learn and develop these skills and others?
So an email is a good place to start, kmenel@imagepartners.net. They could call 904-707-7650. They could go on LinkedIn and Kelly Menel and write me a note there. And I do get back to everybody myself. Sometimes, like you, I get backed up, but I will get back to everybody. And these are also working with many other coaches, and I know that if I can't take somebody right now to coach them, I have many other coaches I'm happy to refer in my meta coach practice. So they are all extremely talented, Pete, and I know that they're really chomping at the bit to help people with these skills right now as well.
Well, Kelly, that's a very timely call. And Kelly Menel, I want everybody to go to LinkedIn, reach out to Kelly because she's offering help in skill sets and areas that a lot of people need help right now. Thank you, Kelly, for calling. Have a great day.
Welcome. Thanks, Pete. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You know what, Josh? I'm looking at the board. I see John Davidson. If we could take Victoria first, let's grab her and then move over to John.
Easy breezy. Victoria, how you doing today? I believe you have a question for Pete the Job Guy.
Yeah, Pete, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm in my house. I'm caged up like a bird. I'm ready to spread my wings and fly back to work. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, we're still in South Florida, so we're over here being jealous of y'all getting your beaches back, but we know we're right behind you. We're really hopeful.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to go on a little divergence here. Yesterday, you know, I went to the beach. My wife and I went for a little stroll. But it's not like what you think. See, first I went for a jog early in the morning. I jogged up and down the beach. It was great. And there were other joggers and exercise people and all that. But there, you know, there's no sunbathers. I went back with my wife to go for a walk, and the beach was closed because Jacksonville Beach isn't wide open just yet. Now, tomorrow's a whole new day. But right now, it was still closed between the hours of like, I think it was only open from 6 in the morning to like 11, and then it closes back down and then opens back up at 5 to 8. So it's not a big free run. And I know people, and I'm just going to say it, the doggone fake news shows all these people just laying on the beach and on top of each other. It's not like that just yet, but, you know, we're getting there. Well, what'd you call about today, Victoria? What you going to share with us?
You know, so for me, I work in the healthcare sector. I have for many years. And, you know, everyone says, you know, when you're in healthcare, you're recession proof. And what we saw was that it wasn't quite true. There was just as many furloughs and people having to get restructured in the healthcare sector. And being in the field, you know, the phone calls, you know, started picking up. And it was the first time that I saw clients coming to us, you know, in volume, say, what do we do? You know, we're having to let go of others, but at the same time, we need to hire, you know. And being an expert, it felt great to be there for my clients and to say, you know, well, this is what we can do. But on the recruitment side, you know, I really think it's important that we get out the information that, you know, these candidates might be having a hard time for the first time in their career as a healthcare provider. And you know, how to really make sure that they're working with recruiters that they can trust, you know, and that those recruiters are asking the hard questions to the client about COVID protocol, you know. I think it's a different relationship than it's ever had to be. And, you know, what would your advice be on, you know, really making sure that they're working with somebody they can trust? What are some of those factors that they can kind of key into on somebody that's trustworthy in the industry?
Okay. You know what, Victoria, I'm going to take the question, but we're going to right after I answer it, I'm going to go right into our next caller. I got a bunch. So you don't have to stay on. You can go ahead and listen to my response. My and this is a very, very good question. You know, you want to work with a recruiter in an agency where you trust the person. You understand their background. You develop a relationship with them and someone that is an expert. That's what you want to work with, is an expert, and especially someone that is a specialist. If you're a hiring manager and you're going to work with a recruiter, you know, you don't want to work with somebody that one day they're placing a customer service rep, the next day they're placing, you know, a technology or an engineer, engineering professional, and then they're going to dabble and placing healthcare. You want to work with the specialist. You know, you know, like I say, if your tooth hurts, you don't go to a carpenter, right? You go to a dentist. And if you're going to work with a recruiter in the healthcare space, make sure they're specialized, make sure they know what they're doing, and make sure they have a history of delivering results. I would not call a general employment agency type of a, you know, I'm going to place everything. If I'm going to call to get nurses and locum tenens, et cetera, I'm going to call a healthcare specialist and a trusted one at that. Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate your call. I see that our next call, and it's going to have to be quick, and we might have to pick it up on the backside too, is John Davidson. And I'd love to have John join us, Josh. John, are you there?
Yeah, John's here, ready, waiting for us, ready to jump in on the conversation.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Hi, hey, Steve. How are you, sir?
First time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to say hello from your friends down here in South Florida. I'm a partner Woo-hoo! With a national staffing firm called Ascendo Resources. We have a location in Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Coral Gables, as well as a national footprint. I'm new to staffing, Pete. This is my 25th year, so I'm almost an expert. I'm getting there.
John, you know, one thing I love about John is a business partner of mine in South Florida. John's been in staffing every bit as long as I have, and he's awesome at what he does. And, you know, we're proud members of the Ascendo Resources family. My wife and I, as a lot of you know, as listeners, we run Ascendo Resources here in Jacksonville. John, what do you got to share with us today? Give us some nuggets of wisdom.
Well, I know that when people are watching the news, they're getting very scared, and they're seeing this huge number, 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment. But what they, you know, other things that they haven't seen is that the trend has gone down. There's only been about 3.8 million that filed for last week. Hiring is still happening, okay, in the healthcare, customer service, as well as in the accounting space. In all these unemployment numbers, only 6% of this number are accounting people that have a college degree. So what we're trying to talk to our clients about is that there's a lot of great candidates that are out there that were not available from January to March. And what we're trying to advise at our clients is they should actively continue their interview process, because this is a unique situation. The situation is that the candidates that they've been desperately looking for to fill these positions that are critical, accounting, finance, infrastructure, information technology, these candidates are now available. And even if their hiring process is on pause, they should still be talking with recruiters such as Ascendo Resources and sourcing candidates at this time.
That is great advice, and I hope everybody heard that. If you're a hiring manager, and you know, if you think that you can wait 3 weeks or a month or more to wait out the economy to begin looking for talent, you're going to miss the deep pool of candidates that's available today. The best ones go first. That's just the way it is in life, supply and demand. And what's going to happen is if you wait and you wait with other people, the good candidates aren't available. So if I'm hearing John Davidson correctly, someone that's been in this role for over 25 years, he's saying go ahead and interview now. Don't put it on pause. Meet with the people. And you can even make contingent offers. You know, you can, you know, say, hey, I'm going to start you on this start date, but it's tentative. You know, that is okay, but just don't delay. There's other things you can do too. A lot of times, if you can't make the hiring decision right now, perhaps you have a different money allocated in a different bucket and bring them on as a temporary employee and wait that out to make the offer. Even if it's temporary and temporary part-time, you're still getting somebody on your team, getting them off the market during a period when you really need to do that. You don't want to delay. So, John, I mean, that's good stuff. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that music right there that I think we're hearing, I don't know if I can hear it.
Oh, we're hearing it, baby.
There it is. That music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us and join us on the back half. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
And we are back. Everybody, my name is Josh McCarthy with WOKV, host of the Hard Worker Show with Pete the Job Guy Langlois. And if you guys have any kind of questions at all about the workforce of today and tomorrow, this is the time to call in. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Earlier we had Ted ask a great question about the difference between being furloughed and being laid off. And then we just had Victoria call in a few minutes ago asking for like kind of the uncertain future of the medical field, since so many nurses and doctors have been displaced due to this coronavirus. So if you have any questions at all for Pete the Job Guy Langlois, an expert in the field of recruitment, give us a call at 855-765-1045. Again, that's 855-765-1045. Back to you, Pete.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh. Yeah, guys, I want to hear from you about COVID. If you have advice or information to share that can help other listeners or educate them, I want to hear that too. I want to hear if you got laid off and it doesn't feel good and hurts, what you're going through, because we have other callers that are going to share information with you that helps you get through a tough time. Or they tell you about stuff where the sun's shining a little bit. It's not all gloom and doom. But I want to tell you, if you missed the first half, shame on you. Set your alarms a little bit earlier and get up Sunday morning. It's that important. No, seriously, if you missed the first part or any of my shows, you can listen to all of them in their entirety just by going to PeteTheJobGuy.com and then click on episodes. And each one of my shows with my amazing guests is listed right there. You can listen to the whole podcast. It's a lot of fun. Josh, who do we have next calling? And I know it looks like we got a couple people.
Of course, so. Yeah, we got a couple lined up. And first, we're going to go to a gentleman named Brooks. How you doing today, Brooks?
Well, hello. This is Brooks Theatini. How are you guys doing?
Oh, how fantastic for me.
A gentleman. That doesn't sound like a gentleman.
I thought about making my voice a little deeper when I said hello.
No worries. That's my fault. Brooks, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
This sounds an awful lot like Brooks Theatini from JDRF. How are you, Brooks?
I'm doing great, Pete. Thank you so much. And what great information that has come forth this morning from some of your callers as well.
Isn't it great? I love it when Kelly Minnell, she's been on the show a couple of times. She's fantastic, and she always has a wealth of information. Just great. And then Victoria called, and it looked like she was in West Palm Beach or somewhere. She talked about Jacksonville, and we had John Davidson from South Florida too. So it's good to have someone from Jacksonville right here calling. What do you want to share with the listeners today, Brooks?
Well, Pete, as you know, you guys are so supportive of what we do. I work in the nonprofit sector here locally in Jacksonville with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, North Florida chapter. And, of course, we're an international organization focused on improving lives and curing type 1 diabetes. And for JDRF, like so many other nonprofits everywhere, COVID-19 has really forced us to be more creative than ever with our problem solving, with reimagining how we do business. Our business relies heavily on in-person events, which of course is not happening. It's paused at this time. So it's been extremely challenging. Like many, the past 6 weeks have involved a lot of pivoting one way, moving forward, then pivoting again. And at JDRF, our business really involves managing the community dollars the best way we can that's possible. So even through this time of crisis, we have a hefty responsibility for preserving our mission, which is funding research. So even though we're in this time where fundraising isn't coming in as where it should, we're forecasting significant downturns at this time. We've sadly had to furlough 50% of our workforce as well, and everyone's taken a 20% reduction. But, you know, I think the spirit of it is, yes, it's tough. We are going to get through it. My hope is that on the other side of this, we truly are going to live our mantra, which is stronger together. It's hard. It requires everybody helping and leaning in and giving some. But I got to tell you, the creativity of what we're having to problem solve and lean in and work with partners and other people who you mentioned earlier, the people who are really experts, there really is so much value on that. And I think that's going to help push us through. And many won't survive, many will, but it's a tough time for nonprofits, for sure.
It is. And Brooks, I know firsthand the creativity that you and your staff and the folks associated with JDRF have. When I can, I sponsor events and I participate when I can as well. And I was proud to participate in JDRF's One Walk just a couple weeks ago. And this is a walk where last year there were thousands of people that were shoulder to shoulder. We were all in it together and we did it was a massive turnout. It was a great fundraiser and just a great event like all your events are. But this year we had to do our walk virtually. Social distancing. We each were separate, but we filmed different parts of it. So we were separate but together. Strong, it worked. And it takes that certain amount of creativity when you're used to putting in-person events together. I know this year, Pete the Job Guy is proud again. We're going to sponsor the bar at the Miracles Gala, make sure everybody's good and liquored up so that they can spend money at the silent auction. How's that?
We love that. Best sponsor ever. Yes, for sure. For sure. We appreciate the support too. And you know, it's people like you, Pete, who, you know, you and your family and friends videoing and getting out there and supporting nonprofits. You know, JDRF is important to you. And I think it's a great time for everybody at this time, regardless of our situations. If we can just, whatever cause is important to us, if we just choose to lean in intentionally at this time, and a little bit goes a long way. We know that there's people hurting and circumstances are different, but not for everybody. There are some who it hasn't impacted as much. So I think there's a way to just, you know, just we can all be kind to each other and lift each other up with words as well, because it's a trying time. So your positivity goes a long way, it's for sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Brooks, you're something special. I truly believe it. I thank you for sharing that information. And if can you get a website or anything if anybody wants to donate or to get involved with JDRF? How can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So they can go to northflorida.jdrf.org or follow JDRF North Florida on any of the social media platforms, and we'll keep you posted on what's happening. This Tuesday, we're participating in a Giving Tuesday, which is a nationwide philanthropic initiative that typically takes place a couple days after Thanksgiving. In response to COVID-19, nonprofits across the country are going to be participating in Giving Tuesday this week. And for JDRF North Florida, we've come up with a little fun mask that says Stronger Together but 6 feet apart that you can purchase for a donation of $25. And again, you can go to our website or any of our social media platforms.
Brooks, thank you so much for joining, sharing that information, positivity, and have a great rest of your day. Okay?
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Josh, it looks like Jason's been very patient. What do you think? We go to him real quick.
Of course. Let's bring on Jason into this conversation. How you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
We hear you just fine. What's on your mind, sir?
Not much. I think one of the things that we've noticed specifically is the teleworking and how that's increased dramatically over the past month or so. And one of the biggest pluses for that is, you know, you start to look at who the really productive people in your companies are, and the self-motivated, self-disciplined people who are really putting forth the effort and getting things done in all these times.
You know, God bless America. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think telecommuting and working from home means I'm on an extended vacation. You know, it means, okay, so I'm going to get up at 8, check in, do my obligatory meeting, and then I'm going to do laundry. Then I'm going to work out. Then I'm going to, you know, play with my kids for a little bit. Then I'm going to do a little bitty work. And then I'm going to jump back, go outside, maybe go fishing, golfing, or whatever I can do that's social distance from other people. But what you know, people think a lot of them are on vacation. And like Jason said, it's you see very quickly who the self-disciplined people are, who are the people that understand that work from home means I'm working from home. I'm Jason, what do you do?
Well, I set up some rules for myself. I'm working right now as a Navy recruiter here locally in Jacksonville. And, of course, a lot of the recruiting stuff, as you well know, being in the same kind of field, is a lot of face-to-face time. It really helps when you're working with your clients working with your prospective employees to have that face-to-face time. But we've come to find out that a lot of that stuff doesn't necessarily have to be done face-to-face. And we're just as effective, if not more so, to be honest with you, when we're working from home. We set up some rules where we let work stay at work, because when you're working from where you live, it tends to encroach on your family life. And you can find yourself staying up and working and not paying attention to home because you don't leave it at work when you leave. So we set up a space for work. We set a time to get to work when we get there, and we set a time to leave. So you have a time where you put that down and you go back to being back to your family life. So you don't let your work hours creep into your personal life. The same is true on the flip side, where we don't let our family life creep into work life. So you have to have that dedicated space where you go and work. And for me personally, it's been great weather over the past couple of weeks. My dedicated workspace is on my back patio, and I love it.
I love that. Now, this guy's, I hope you heard this. And number one, Jason, thank you for your service. I really appreciate what you do, and I appreciate my freedom. And from one veteran to active duty person, I just want to thank you for my freedom. And I mean that sincerely. And I know you know I mean that sincerely. But you hear that it can be done effectively to telecommute, to work from home. You have to set boundaries, limit distractions, have a plan, And if you, as you just heard Jason say, he has a plan and he's working his plan. He's following it. You know, some people, when I first mentioned telecommuting, like some people treat it like an extended vacation. What he's talking about, because he is self-disciplined and he's together, other folks tend to seem to work longer. I mean, there's no delineation between the work day and the family day. And unless you break it up, you might be working 13, 14 hours a day and not knowing it. You know, that this can happen. So I love to hear that you have a plan. And I have to think, Jason, at this time, you know, there's a lot of career opportunities in the military, both full time and perhaps reserve. Is that true?
Absolutely. And if someone wants to check it out, they can go to Navy.com. And there's a plethora of information out there for everybody. And I'll say this about the Navy Reserves. We are probably one of the foremost experts in teleworking because of the geographical distances between some of the people in command. You might have someone who is stationed in the same command but physically located in an entirely different state. So we're accustomed to doing things via email and teleconferences. It's just something that's been part of our way of doing business for quite some time now.
Wow. Yeah, I want to thank you again for your service. But Jason, thank you so much for calling in today on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
All right. It was great talking with you, Pete. Take care.
Yep. Take care. Well, that's great. Well, you know what, Josh? I think right now we're going to play Coach Larry's segment. But Coach Larry is, I mean, I've known him for over 25 years, and we've collaborated on a lot of things together, and I'm so proud to have him as a weekly contributor. Coach Larry shares information that helps managers to become effective leaders. It's always good tips, information, and I tell you, if you're going to take some notes, this is a good time to take some notes and say, you know, I'm going to do something differently as a result of the time that I invest in listening to this show. Well, this part is where you get the notes going. If you're old school like me, grab a pen and paper and write some stuff down. If you're new school like Josh, you get your device du jour ready, get your thumbs cranking and take down some notes with your device. But with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
When I worked in Newark, New Jersey, I used to take the train and walk to and from the train station to the office every day. On this particular evening, I was walking with my colleague, Elizabeth. We just got off the escalator, and this little kid comes running by us and does a face plant right in front of us, you know, like the Superman position. I had a train to catch, so I didn't even stop talking. I stepped over him, and I continued walking. I didn't realize, but Elizabeth stopped to help the kid up and asked, "Are you okay?" Which he was, by the way, and off he went. She caught up to me, but I didn't feel much talkative after that due to my lack of sensitivity and embarrassment. So what does this have to do with leadership? Well, it ties into the concept of emotional intelligence. One of the skills of emotionally intelligent leaders is the ability to demonstrate empathy, which I had not. And clearly, I had not displayed empathy for this little kid. Emotional intelligence as a leader essentially has four parts: self-awareness and self-management. Do you know your typical emotions and reactions? How adaptable and resilient are you? This is the internal part of emotional intelligence, also known as EQ. The external part of EQ has to do with others. The two parts are leadership connections and influencing others. How can you use empathy, transparency to connect with others? And how do you influence others through your optimism and your confidence? Daniel Goleman from the Harvard has done much research and writing on the topic. And simply put, EQ are the things that differentiate you as a leader. Leaders with EQ are much more successful than those who have low EQ. And the good news is, it can be learned. Which leads me to my next point. During this time when people are stressed out, angry, maybe even sick, we need leaders who have a high EQ more than ever. This will be a defining moment for you as a leader. I remember when my wife was hospitalized, my boss's boss called me at home to check in with me. He told me to take care of my family and do what was best for my wife and my kids. I'll never forget that. That made a huge impression on me, and it really showed his leadership. I also remember during tough times feeling completely left alone at work without support. At Mendoza and O'Brien Leadership Development, leading with emotional intelligence is one of our most popular and sought-after webinars. It's a 3-hour webinar that goes deep into EQ, where you learn about yourself, your triggers, your emotions, and you create specific actions to build better connections at work. Here at Mendoza and O'Brien, we're talking and feeling a little bit down about what's going on with COVID-19. We also saw that this is a great opportunity for us to focus on our own development and helping others. A lot of people are feeling uncertain right now, and we want to offer you our full 3-hour Leading with Emotional Intelligence webinar for free. We are going to be using Adobe Connect. To be clear, this is not an in-person workshop. Adobe Connect is an awesome interactive virtual tool. So what we'd like to do is bring leaders together, like you, so you can network with them and make great new connections and learn how to be an emotionally intelligent leader, especially during times of crisis. If you are interested, please email me directly at lobryan@mendozaandobryan.com. Again, lobryan@mendozaandobryan.com. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn and message me. You know, 75% of careers derail because of issues related to emotional competencies. They don't derail when times are easy, but when times are hard, like we are experiencing right now. In this webinar, you will learn how to develop new habits so your career doesn't derail. So please take advantage of this opportunity for yourself and for the people you lead. Things will get better. 6 months from now or a year from now, how do you want to be remembered? Did you step over the kid as you were walking to the train? Or did you stop to lend a hand?
You know, that was awesome. That was another gem from Coach Larry. I highly recommend you engage Coach Larry. Listen to him. You hear the sincerity in his voice. He can help. And you can always go to mendozaandobryan.com. He has great webinars. He has great information. He can customize programs for you. He also delivers his programs in both English and Spanish. And I'm proud to have him as a friend and a weekly contributor to the show. All right, guys, let's see. We've had a wonderful show. Heard a lot about COVID and how it's impacting people. What I'd love to know, Josh, I want to hear what's going on up in Boston. What do you think?
That's why I've been wondering the same thing, because my sister lives in Dedham and she's been sending me these pictures of outside, and it just makes me happy to live in Florida.
Good. Well, let's bring Boston Danny on. Let's get our Boston
update. Hey, Danny,
update.
How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yes. Hey, we're doing good. How are you, Danny? What's going on up there?
You know, we're doing our COVID social distancing and, you know, spotting all the wildlife that's coming back around town. Turkey spotting is a favorite sport up here. People
what
posting turkeys. Turkeys, wild turkeys. They're taking over downtown Boston.
Oh, because of the decrease in foot traffic, you're saying some of the wild animals are getting more comfortable being around the city.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, up here in Boston, you're seeing the, like I said, the wild turkeys. They're strutting their thing right down Chinatown. They wouldn't do that, 10 weeks ago.
Well, are you working from home or telecommuting? What's your deal?
With the office, I'm telecommuting. But, you know, we have, you know, I work in the fire protection, so we do have some emergency work that we can do and respond for service calls and stuff like that. So, you know, have been going in town. But, you know, with the decrease in traffic in the driving around here in the parking, this is like going back 50 years ago. I can make it in town from my house in 9 minutes, you know, not driving crazy or anything, just 9 minutes downtown Boston, where, you know, 10 weeks ago, it would have taken you an hour and a half to do the same 12 miles.
That's what they say about downtown Boston. It takes you an hour to get from Boston to Boston.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact, brother. They just came out with a nationwide traffic study, Boston number one, again.
Number one for worst traffic in the country?
Worst traffic in the country. Worse than D.C., worse than San Fran, L.A., bad.
Wow. Well, what kind of update you got this week, Danny?
You know, it's just it. This is our first weekend. We're getting into the mid 60s. It's just been really dreary, tough. You know, everyone off at work, and you know the weather just hasn't cooperated. We've had rain, below average temperatures up here. It's just kind of a weird feeling going around with everything. But you know, we're doing well. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's easy peasy parking and driving in town. You know, we're social distancing, quarantining.
Does the Mullen family have enough toilet paper?
Oh, my God. The toilet paper deal, brother. You know, the people went crazy up here. They ransacked the supermarkets for it. But I don't know what it says about me, but Cheryl and I haven't had to buy toilet paper since this thing has started. So we must have had plenty on hand to start it off. So I don't know what that means. Judge me not.
Well, you're prepared. You got any shout-outs for the listeners this week?
I get all kinds of birthday stuff. I'm glad the people are still doing it. So, you know, people, like I say, do something for yourself because it's your birthday. So you gotta make sure it's special for yourself. So I want everyone to have a wicked pisser birthday. Make it yours. To Debbie Kernoff. She's a special friend. She's a friend of everybody in Florida down there. She's part of the mafia down at the Island of Palms. So a special one for Debbie. Happy birthday to Mikey Donahue, Brian Smith, Whitney Marie, and Jim LaBeouf, which is a great name. I think it's good. As his pal said, he's a very good guitarist. He's a special friend. And, you know, I would have murdered his name. So I thank you for sending it me phonetically. And I have a shout-out for my friend Henry Danilecki. He's turning 91, running strong. So that's the way we're going to do it. So have a wicked piss a day. And, of course, you know, up here we have all the first responders and all the frontline nurses and doctors. You know, we're really getting hit hard up in New England area with the COVID. There's a lot of cases, more than what you hear about in the news. So those people are doing jobs unbelievably, and God bless them. And all our servicemen, too.
Danny, Boston Danny, you're a special guy. I appreciate you being a weekly contributor on the show. I appreciate your special going live today, which is always has its fun moments, but you're awesome, and I'm proud to have you as a friend of mine for over 30 years, my friend. Take care, okay? Guys, that's it. I appreciate all of you calling in, sharing advice, and telling us where it hurts for some of you people with the impact of COVID. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.